This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Look at a map of Marin County, and you'll see an unusually large proportion of areas shown in green, parks, preserves, and other public lands. But to John Leidecker, executive director of the recently formed Marin Open Space Trust, that same map is a patchwork of unfinished business.
Their perception on the part of a lot of people is, well, why do we even need any more open space? The whole county is basically open space. Because we do have Golden Gate National Recreation Area, we've got Tampa Pi State Park, we've got the Water District has an enormous amount of land, but there are still a number of key parcels that in some cases are infill, where let's say you have a long ridge line, you've got open space at each end of this ridge, and in the middle you still have a piece that would finish off that particular ridge.
Now just 2 months old, the Marin Open Space Trust, the acronym is MOST, is intended to function as a complementary partner with the county's open space district, which was established by county voters back in 1972.
The local Marin Open Space District, which is a county agency, their funding is such that they're basically unable to acquire any more properties. It takes every bit of what they've got to maintain their existing preserves and parks.
However, Leidecker adds, a private trust, such as MOST, can leverage funds from some other sources not available to a county agency.
All across the state, municipalities, counties, what have you, are under severe budget difficulties. And so there's just not a lot of money left over to acquire open space. So the idea was a private trust would be able to access some of these money sources that just weren't available to the towns or to the county agency.
The trust has set a fundraising goal of $20 million over the next 5 years, a number that reflects Marin County's high property values. But for the next year or two at least, Leidecker says they'll have to raise it from private sources.
The county was going to put a sales tax measure on this fall's ballot, and the Board of Supervisors voted to not place it on the ballot due to the Smart Train, the competing sales tax initiative. The county was going to have a source there that would have given them an additional $3 million a year to acquire property, and now that's not going to happen.
Since 1972, Marin has been able to acquire and protect some 13,500 acres, a considerable amount, but still slightly less than half the acreage the district set out to save 36 years ago. Leidecker says adding to those protected lands is especially important for Marin County's wildlife.
Habitat protection and wildlife corridors are key. And so a lot of what we're doing now is looking at parcels that have very high preservation values. Then there is also the biodiversity issue of rare and endangered species needing space to survive.
The first tasks on the MOST to-do list are developing a priority list for the lands they hope to acquire, only from willing sellers, Leidecker notes, and finding $150,000 just to keep their doors open for the first 2 years. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.